Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Really appreciate you taking the time to meet each day. And again, I pray you are benefiting as much from this time in God's Word as I am. So a couple questions. Have you ever had to stand alone? Maybe because you were rejected. Have you ever been in a spot where you were in danger of losing everything important to you? Well, that's what happened to David after 16 months of living in Ziklag, a little spot in the Philistine territory, the land of the enemy. Tired of running from Saul and doubting God's promises, David moved to the land of the Philistines. And there in Ziklag, David lived a double life, a life of lies and cover-up. One day, when David and his men returned home, they found their houses had been destroyed and their families captured by the Amalekites. The distraught soldiers, it says they wept until they had no strength to weep, and then they turned on David. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But here's a part of the passage I love. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So David stood alone. Remember, he was grieving the loss of his family, and now he was fearing the loss of his life. He only had one place to turn, and there he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David learned, when God is all you have, God is all you need. A couple things to pray about today. Father, today I pray for the person who is alone, maybe from their own actions, standing there because of what they have done. I ask that you help them turn to you. And like David, I ask that you help them strengthen themselves in the Lord their God. And then, Father, I pray for those living in their own Ziklag, enemy territory, far from you, a life of lies and a life of cover-up. Bring them to a place where you are all they have, so they will learn that you're all they need, and so they'll come back home. Lord, if there's anyone in our life standing where David stood, bring that person to our mind and help us to pray for that person throughout the day. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.